This is going to be great. A weekend out at Martha's. I still can't believe she invited us out here.
Well, you know, you've been working really hard on your latest book. She knew you needed a chance to relax, but I'm still surprised you didn't bring your tape recorder and typewriter along.
Don't be an idiot, Dan. This is my weekend off. Besides, we're going to be off in the middle of nowhere. You can't even drive up to Martha's because there aren't any roads. I doubt if anything of interest is going to happen.
I don't know, Lisa. Trouble usually seems to follow you around. Excuse me, driver. How much farther is it to Martha's?
The name's Mike, and Martha's is just around the next bend.
Well, it's nice to meet you, Mike. Do you work for Martha?
Yep. I take care of the grounds, and once a week, I run to town to pick up the groceries and mail.
Mike, about how far from town is Martha's?
20 miles or so.
And the nearest neighbor?
I'd reckon about 7 miles.
Perfect.
Welcome to Forests and Acres. Mr. and Mrs. Campbell, I presume. My name is Edna. I handle all the cooking and the cleaning for Ms. Forreston. If you will follow me, I will show you to your room.
Oh, hi. We were expecting Martha to meet us. Is everything okay?
Everything is fine. Ms. Forreston just had some business to attend to. Just leave your luggage, sir. Mike will bring them up to the house.
I hope you don't mind me asking, but Edna, you have a very interesting accent. I'm just wondering, where's that from?
I am from Germany. I have been in Miss Forreston's service now for almost a year. Hurry up now, or you will have no time to freshen up before dinner. It will be served in 20 minutes. Miss Forreston will join us then.
Well, that sure is strange. That isn't like Martha at all.
Oh, come now. She had business, that's all. No big thing.
I guess you're right, but it still is strange.
This is your room. There's the bathroom over there. Dinner will be served downstairs in the dining room at precisely 8 o'clock. If you have any problems, I will be in the kitchen. Good day.
Thank you.
Wasn't she just your typical welcoming committee? I've seen more emotion from a fish.
She wasn't that bad. Just a little stoic, that's all.
Well, that's putting it gently. I wonder what kind of business Martha's up to that she couldn't even come meet us.
Well, there goes your inquisitive side again. Don't worry about it. We'll see her at dinner.
Dan, shh, listen. Do you hear that?
No, I don't hear anything.
No, I'm serious. Come here by the door. Listen.
Sounds like voices. So?
It sounds like an argument. Come on.
Lisa...
Oh, shush. Are you coming or not?
No, I'm not. You're acting like an idiot. You shouldn't go snooping around. This isn't your house.
I'm just going to check it out. It might be Martha. I'll be back in a couple minutes. That sounds like Martha. What the? Oh, hi, Mike. What are you doing here?
Your luggage.
Oh, of course, our luggage. Thank you. I guess I should be heading back to our room now.
It's 8 o'clock. Mr. Campbell said for me to tell you that he has already gone downstairs for dinner.
Great. Thanks again. I guess I should get going myself. See you later.
Lisa, there you are.
Sorry about that. Where's Martha?
I'm not sure. When I came downstairs, the table was set, the food was out, but no one was around. So I decided to help myself. So tell me, did you find what you were looking for?
I don't know. It was really strange. It sounded like Martha was arguing with someone, and then I heard this loud thump. But before I could find out what happened, Mike interrupted me, and I came down here.
Oh, yeah?
That's it? That's all you have to say? Don't you find this at all weird? I wish Martha would show up so that we could clear this up.
Clear what up? So you heard an argument. So what? She was probably disciplining Edna or something like that. Don't worry about it.
Oh, Dan, you always were a... Listen, there it is again.
What?
Arguing. It's coming from over there. I think that's the kitchen. Come on, and this time we're going to find out what's going on.
Dump it. Tonight. Oh.
Good evening, Edna, Mike.
Mr. and Mrs. Campbell, is there something...
Yes, there is something. Where is Martha, Mike? I'd like to speak with her.
Ms. Forreston? She...
Ms. Forreston sends her regards. She will be unable to meet you for dinner. She has taken ill and has retired for the evening.
Oh, really? Then where is her room? I'll speak to her there.
I'm afraid not, Mrs. Campbell. Miss Forreston left strict instructions that she was not to be disturbed for the evening, for any reason.
Then why couldn't Martha have told us this herself? What's going on here? What do you people...
Thank you, Edna, Mike, Lisa. I think that Martha has the right idea. I think we should get some rest.
But Dan, this is...
We've both had a very long day. Let's get some rest. Thanks once again. Good night. Here, take two of these. They'll help you relax.
I don't want to relax, Dan. I want to know what's going on.
We'll find out tomorrow. Close that window, will you? And then come to bed, okay?
Oh, all right. What the? Come here, Dan. Look at this. Someone's out on the water.
It's probably just a fisherman.
At this hour? I don't think so. It looks like he's dumping something really big overboard. Oh, my God, Dan. It looks like a body.
What? Where? Let me see.
Look over there. He's rowing to the dock. Come on, let's go. There. He's tying up the boat. Hey! Hey, you!
Mr. and Mrs. Campbell, why? What are you doing out here?
I think we're about to ask the same question.
Me? Why, I was just... Well, every night I...
He was dumping the garbage.
Oh!
Isn't that right, Mike?
Yeah, that's right. I was just dumping the garbage.
Mike does it every night.
Why at night?
Because it takes Mike until now to collect all the garbage from the grounds.
Is this true, Mike?
It's the truth, ma'am.
What did you think he was dumping that made you come running down here so fast?
Well, it's kind of funny, actually. I didn't see it, but Lisa thought it looked like a body.
Dan! A body? Yeah, it does kind of look like one when it's all wrapped up, doesn't it?
Yeah. I guess it does.
Of course, how silly of us. I guess this was all just a misunderstanding. Come on, Lisa. I think it's time we headed back to the house. Good night, all.
Now do you believe me that something's going on?
Yes, now I do.
Well, I think we should go find Martha. She's the only one who can clear this up.
If she isn't fish food.
Well, we gotta look.
It's a good idea, but this house is rather big.
Then we split up.
I don't think that's so smart.
Look, we don't have much of a choice. You start at one end, I'll take the other, and we'll work towards each other.
I don't like this, Lisa.
I know, neither do I. But the sooner we find out what's going on, the better.
Okay, but on one condition. We meet back in this room in 1 hour, okay?
Deal. This looks like the study. Let's see if there's anything of interest on the desk. Well, not too much here. Bills, letters. Wait a minute. What's this? A letter from Martha to the German embassy? And it's today's date. Let's see. Thank you for your phone call and your words of advice. But I cannot aid you in your investigation until I am fully convinced
that my employee has committed the crimes that you have specified. The only person who can clear this matter up is Edna. And I thank you for your concern, but I cannot believe that she is considered dangerous and volatile. I will conduct my own investigation into this matter and will contact you with my finding. Sincerely, Martha Forreston.
So Edna is wanted by the German authorities? Well, that answers some questions, but it doesn't explain where Martha is. Or, wait a minute, the argument! That was Martha I heard. She probably confronted Edna and... Who's there?
Mrs. Campbell, it's me, Mike.
Mike, what are you doing here?
Look, ma'am, we don't have much time. You and Mr. Campbell are in danger. You must get away from here.
It's Edna, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where's Martha, Mike?
Please, ma'am, we must hurry.
Where's Martha?
It was Edna. Please, I'll explain later. We must get out of here. You go get Mr. Campbell, and I'll meet you down to the boat. Hurry!
Dan, where are you, Dan?
I'm right here.
Jeez, Dan, don't ever sneak up on me again.
So, did you find anything?
Yes, come on, we've got to get out of here.
Slow down, what are you talking about?
Start walking and I'll try to explain. See, I was going through Martha's desk and I found... I'll explain later. The main thing is that I ran into Mike. He said that we're in danger, it's Edna and that Martha... Oh, God, poor Martha, I think she's dead, Dan. Look, come on, let's just get out of here. Mike's meeting us down at the boat. He's going to help us get out of here. Come on, let's move.
Mike, where is he?
Look, over there. What's that floating in the water?
Oh, God, it's Mike! Dan, at the end of the dock. There, look, it's Edna.
Come on, get in the boat. Let's get out of here. Come on.
Hurry, Dan, she's coming this way.
Damn it, it won't start. Come on, let's get back to the house. Lisa, go inside and try to find a phone, a radio, anything. Just get someone out here. I'll hold her off.
No, Dan, I'm not leaving you. Look what she did to Mike. She killed him. No, I won't.
Lisa, don't argue. We don't have much of a choice. Now get in the house. Go.
A phone. Where can it be? Dan, is that you?
No. Dan is not available at the moment.
Oh, God, what have you done? I gotta get out of here.
Lisa, you cannot escape.
What's going on here? Mike, you were dead. I saw you. You were floating in the water. You're still soaking wet.
I can explain, Mrs. Campbell.
Stay back, I tell you. And you, Dan, how did you get here so fast? Edna said she... Oh, my God, am I going crazy?
No, Lisa, you're not.
Martha! What? I thought you were dead. Look, somebody better explain to me what the hell is going on here. Oh, my God, it's Edna! Everybody, get out of here!
Lisa, she's not going to hurt anyone. Come here and sit down.
What? Am I losing my mind? What's going on here?
No, dear, you are not losing your mind. Actually, you used it quite well today.
But the letter and the arguments and Mike!
Wonderful! You found all the clues and put the puzzle together.
Puzzle? What a puzzle!
The mystery. All the unanswered questions. You did quite a marvelous job, my dear.
You mean all of this was a joke? A stupid prank? Dan, you knew about this?
Well, actually...
Of course he did. We all did.
But why?
Well, you see, I've always wanted to run my own murder mystery company. You know, the kind where a murder happens and everyone tries to figure out who done it. Well, I just wanted to test out my idea. And who better to try it out on than my mystery writer friend? So, tell me, was it convincing?
I don't believe this. It was all a joke! Yeah, you could say I was convinced. You just wait until next time you go missing. You're gonna stay that way, 'cause I'm not going to find you. And you, Dan...
Lost and Found was written by Janelle LaCosta and starred Nadine Burkhout as Lisa, Darren Chabon as Dan, Lori Healy as Edna, Jerry Callis as Mike, and Teresa Maley as the eccentric Martha Forreson. Lost and Found was produced by Joey Lindstrom, Jeff Condon, Paul Dabrowski, and Amber Bruner. This has been a CT Network production.